Let's start off with Friday night, and then Saturday through the day, we had all kinds of wind in the area. So you guys woke up, what was it, Saturday morning to a kind of a mess over at TPA Park. Is that right?
Yes, I was called out about 2 a.m. Saturday morning, putting up barricades. We had two of the arches fall and blocking the roads at the time. So then when it got daylight, I had one guy come out and help me, and we removed everything from the road and checked and made sure the rest of the park was safe. And we just kind of called it off for Saturday just because the wind was still really bad, and we didn't want any more things falling on cars or anyone getting injured. So we did have a tree fall later on the day on Saturday because we had a lot of wind damage here.
Mm-hmm. So what did Saturday look like? Did you put a call to arms out, all hands on deck, if you can, on a Saturday, get in here and help us?
Well, we're kind of shorthanded at the moment,
yeah.
And it was just me and Mark Calvin. He came out, and we took everything down that we could and moved to the side of the road. So
okay, very good.
I have a crew right now. Yeah, I have a crew right now that are going around trying to pick everything up and bring it in the back lot, so...
Good. We know there's a lot of trees over there. Did you guys, like everyone else, have a bunch of little limbs and branches that kind of got in the way, too?
Yes. I had a lot of the limbs come down on the lights, and I removed those yesterday. I have two trees that have fallen, so.
Okay, yeah. Things happen. Well, I think it probably could have been a lot worse if that's, imaginable. So we were closed Saturday night, and then through the efforts of you and Mark and a couple others, able to reopen last night with Mr. Yes. and Mrs. Claus, which was Mr. and Mrs. Casper.
Yes.
And so did everything go okay then? No problems? And we're smooth sailing through the end of the year then, right?
Yeah, hopefully. We won't be able to put the three archers back up this year. We'll have to take a look at them and probably just rewire some of them and do some welding on the large one. And then, last night, we got all the GFIs on. It looked pretty good. I noticed kids must have come through last night and unplugged a lot of things. So
Oh boy.
The guys have been out plugging everything back in.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get some infrared cameras for next year on that.
Okay. Yeah. We do have a camera in one area. We probably see who they are.
All right. Well, Christy, anything else we need to know? I know you guys have worked so hard over the last several months, as you guys do year-round for all the parks and everything. We just appreciate your time this morning, appreciate your efforts to get the Festival of Lights back up and running for us.
Yes. Everyone, just be safe. Have a happy holiday. Merry Christmas. And, thanks to everyone that stayed out of the parks so that we could, work on what we need to do and get things cleaned up and back to at least running order, so.
Right, right. Well, thank you again for your time, Christy, and have a great weekend and Merry Christmas, or a great week and Merry Christmas.
You too. Yes.
All right.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you very much. That's Christy Martin, supervisor at Frankfort Parks Department.